Good afternoon. Sunshine is gradually fading behind increasing clouds across interior New York and New England in advance of the next disturbance, which is gradually heading our way from the mid-Atlantic region. Clouds will tend to thicken up through the afternoon, but it will stay dry during the daylight hours, and temperatures will manage to get into the middle and upper 30s on average for daytime highs. Clouds will continue to thicken up after dark tonight, and as that next system works its way east of New Jersey, south and east of Long Island, and well south and east of Cape Cod, some light snow will break out across the region, particularly in the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England. This will be the best place to see a light accumulation during the overnight hours. Upper-level energy associated with this system will also touch off some light snow showers further inland across interior New York and New England, and in some spots we could see a light coating of snow as well by sunrise on Wednesday. Overnight lows will be back into the 20s. As this system continues to pass through during the day on Wednesday, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there is the chance of a few more snow showers, but temperatures should manage to reach above freezing in most places in the mid-30s. The wind will begin to pick up out of the northwest and become gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour late Wednesday and Wednesday night, driving in colder air. And this will set us up for a dry but cold Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the 20s. Another system will head our way from the southeastern United States for the day on Friday. Skies will cloud over, and there's a good chance of a few light rain showers out ahead of the system on Friday afternoon as highs reach back into the lower 40s. Multiple waves of low pressure will be associated with this system. Another will bring more rain on Saturday as highs push into the lower 50s, and then another round Saturday night and Sunday with temperatures staying above freezing. Sunday afternoon, the rain will taper off to scattered showers with highs back down to around 40. We'll start off next week back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern will continue for the northwest through the middle of the week as a warm front that's already passed through ahead of a cold front, which will move through this evening, will dominate the weather. A deep surge of Pacific moisture flowing into the region will result in heavy rain and localized flooding for the windward terrain of the western parts of Washington and Oregon. Several feet of snow will be possible for the highest elevations of the Cascades and Olympics, while lower snow accumulations will be likely across the northern Rockies extending east into the Dakotas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Oceanside in Santa Ana, California, to a low of 12 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with some light snow possible by sunset and highs in the lower 40s. Boston increasing clouds in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs near 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 1915, and the record low 12 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:37 p.m. 9 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Limited sunshine with thickening clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy with snow showers around tonight in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with some light snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with snow showers around tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a few snow showers in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, colder in the 20s on Thursday. Some rain showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 40s. A good chance of more rain Saturday and Saturday night in the lower 50s. Some morning rain on Sunday, and then partly sunny around 40, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the 30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.